Welcome into another edition of MCM Radio. I am your host, Jay Morris, at Jay Morris MCM on Twitter. MuseumMiracles.com is the website, at Titans MCM. All right, so a couple things from the first day of practicing pads. That was a good thing. Like I said yesterday morning, I mean, it's fun to hear the pads popping, even though I wasn't able to be out there yesterday. Just watching those videos, you know, it just has a different energy. That's how football is meant to be played, in pads, obviously. And so when you see those things happen, it just brings that energy and just another reminder that we're close to football. I didn't realize until yesterday the Hall of Fame game is Thursday night this week. So we're there. I mean, it is time for the preseason to get ramped up, and before you know it, the regular season will be here. A few things that I've noticed just kind of following the reports from the different people who are there on Twitter. Roger McCreary seems to be having a really good camp so far. And, you know, he's a guy that has all of the, besides the length of arms, right? His arms are apparently short. But everything else, like, his measurables are good for a corner. And a guy that, you know, I think a lot of people had as a first-round talent. Titans were able to get him in the second round. And, you know, I'll admit it. I mean, I was a little bit blown away when they took a corner in the second round. But the guy has been showing up. I mean, every day it seems like he's making a play. He's breaking up a pass. He's in good coverage. I mean, all those things that you want to see from that guy. And so, look, you can never have enough corners in this league. I mean, with the way the game is going, obviously, you know, with all the passing and all that stuff, that's just a position that you can never have enough depth at. And so when you've got a guy like that who can come in and play, and you've got Caleb Farley, who we hope can play, Christian Fulton, who we know has been good, Elijah Molden, who's been banged up and hasn't been out there, but, you know, played well in his rookie season, the Titans are developing some depth at that position, and I think that's a really good thing. And, you know, that could turn out to be a really smart pick by John Robinson there. Speaking of that draft, I mean, Treylon Burks, again, is making plays in practice. You know, again, he's a guy that you're seeing his name pop up. Made a nice catch in the end zone yesterday with Zach Cunningham in coverage. So, I mean, you know, a lot was made of him and his issues or whatever in OTAs, minicamp. But he's turned in a really good camp by all accounts so far. And I'm really excited to see what he does once they get on the field for preseason games. It'll just be fun to see him out there. Another guy who's having a really good camp is Ryan Tannehill. And you know, there's not a more polarizing figure on this roster, maybe in this city right now, than Ryan Tannehill. But he is putting together a really nice camp, has been taking care of the football. And I had forgotten that he had a interception problem in camp last year. That was just something that, with everything that went on since then, I had forgotten that was a thing that happened. You know, at the time, I think I kind of wrote it off because he's a veteran. He's trying to see what works in camp and what doesn't, trying to get to know guys or whatever. But, you know, it sounds like they have made a point of taking care of the football in this camp. And I mean, I do think that's important. You know, camp interceptions are a funny thing. Those of you who have been around long enough will remember Marcus Mariota's second or third camp. Maybe it was in his rookie camp. I can't remember. But he didn't throw an interception. And Pete Prisco came out and talked about how that was a bad thing because that meant he wasn't taking enough chances with the football. And, you know, that meant he wasn't going to be a good quarterback. And listen, I'm not here to rehash all the Marcus Mariota stuff. But it seems to me like there's not a really good or bad answer on, you know, how many interceptions should a quarterback throw in camp, right? I mean, I can't wrap my mind around a world where throwing zero is a bad thing, right? Taking care of the football is a bad thing. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. But I do think that maybe we shouldn't have written off all the Tannehill picks in camp last year. I mean, I don't know everybody that did. I did, just based on what we had seen from the year and a half before from Tannehill here. But, you know, again, it seems like he's locked in and he's ready to go. And I'm really excited to see what this offense can look like with him back there, with Derrick Henry back and ready to go. You know, hopefully with a receiving group that is at least good at the top. But I mean, you've got, if you watch the highlights from yesterday, I mean, Nick Westbrook Ekwuneme, which is apparently how you say his name now, or I mean, apparently that's how you were always supposed to say his name, but he corrected people the other day. I heard that from Mike Keith on the OTP. Nick Westbrook Ekwuneme out there running good routes. Kyle Phillips. I mean, you watch that dude run routes, and you get it. You get why he was drafted. You get why, you know, he's a lock to make this team, and a guy that, you know, in the slot could be a difference maker for them. So I mean, I think they've got some pieces that are pretty exciting. And again, with the loss of AJ Brown, you talk about the hit that the top of the group took, and that's certainly true. But if the overall depth of the group, if they can play well enough to, you know, kind of the sum of the whole, or the sum of the parts is better than the whole type of thing, like if that group can raise the floor of the overall wide receiver group, you may not miss AJ Brown as much. So anyway, those are just some things that I've noticed just kind of following everything as we go throughout the day on Twitter. So that'll do it for today. As always, check out musiccitymiracles.com. Plenty of updates and stuff from things that go on in camp. Subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts. Just search out Music City Miracles Podcast. You'll find us there. Again, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at JimMorrisMCM. The website is at TitansMCM on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.